T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We got to pay off this story, courtesy of Biggest L, Biggest Dub from the 817, who said his biggest L this week was finding out that his girlfriend has an OnlyFans page, which is never something you want to find out. It's just, it's
a lot of posing,
less than ideal.
A lot of naked pictures,
yeah, less
a lot
than
of videos.
Ideal. Videos, yeah, the whole nine. So the 817, we're getting some follow ups from him. He says how he found out. He says she mentioned it to me by accident. Mm-hmm. When we first started dating, she would joke about wanting to make a page, and then she tried to play it off as her telling me that she has one. So she mentioned it by accident, and then when he called her out on it, she was like, well, remember when we first started dating, I brought this up, but that was definitely her trying to figure out a way to make it seem like she wasn't keeping it from him, when we all know she was.
Yeah, he texted this whole thing. He said, thank you, 817. He said, she tried to say she only have a few people on it, not that many. She says she hasn't posted that much. He said, I haven't really asked her for more details because I haven't really talked to her about it. For what it's worth, we've only been together about 3 months itch. So it's not like a year or a super long, super serious relationship. So, you know, it could be worse. But to hear you guys talk about it live, thank you so much. No problem. We love listening to you guys all the time.
Well, he also says he hasn't seen her page himself. So, because I was wondering, I was like, okay, how next level is her page? Is she just like one of the, does she just have nice feet? All she's got to do is show her feet and she's making bank? Or is she showing the rest? And he says he hasn't seen it himself. She said she hasn't posted much of anything yet because she doesn't really have any fans on the page yet, a bunch of subscribers. So that's kind of where it stands right now. But gosh, that's
awkward.
Incredible. I know. I think it was, I hope I'm not betraying any trust here, but our very own Sterling Daniel says that he's like heard plenty of people around his circle. He's like, oh, a girl from high school. Oh, a girl that he knew from here. All these girls got OnlyFans pages now, dude.
So
because
they left
this pandemic, the side hustle.
They left IG because when they was on IG, they were Instagram models. And now they got
the OnlyFans.
They
can
pay this way.
How incredible.
Got another follow-up for you.
Thank you.
So while we were in the commercial break, I Googled up and looked on Urban Dictionary where glizzy came from. That's the phrase for hot dog nowadays.
Right, yeah. Other glizzy.
In 2017, this rapper from Washington, D.C. named Shy Glizzy from the Glizzy Gang started calling hot dogs glizzies. And they've been calling them glizzies ever since. Like, yo, man, I got to go to the store and get some glizzies for the cookout.
There you go. There it is.
Started in Washington, D.C., from Shy Glizzy, yo.
I like that. All right, thank you for that. And then also, I do want to shout out Joel Wood, who's a big-time Tolo up in the Northeast, NYC. He tweeted at me, he said, I got a big dub this week because after 9 years in New York City, I got the clearance to work remotely, and now I get to move back to Dallas next month.
Woo-hoo.
So how cool is that? Tolo Joel
get to come home.
Will now be back in the Metroplex, and we look forward to not only with Joel, but with all the Tolos. One of the biggest bummers of this pandemic has been the lack of ability to do our fan events and
the
cornhole
and
fan bowl and all these different things and interact with you guys. And
Sausage Fest.
I can't wait to get back back
Mud
to some normalcy, and then we can all kick it together, and it's going to be a great time.
Anniversary.
So that's a big time dub, Joel. But now we cut the lights out. Let's put the kids to bed. Gentlemen, let's go all the way around the rim. Oh, it feels so good. Chris Arnold in the bedroom with me tonight, in for Zach Walchuk. We got to start with this. We got some fun sound from ESPN. Get up. Oh, this, what's Julius pigeon. Doing?
Doesn't he need to lay down or something?
He needs to, but he probably won't. We try to put him to bed. Peyton's got no authority over this kid, so he is literally striking up the bleezy as we speak.
He's on some of that Mike Tyson.
In disrespectful fashion. Now he's blowing the smoke into Peyton's face, taunting him. Like Peyton's trying to man the board.
I'm just taking it over here.
Gosh, man. Big time L for Peyton, and I just utterly disrespected by Julius. My God. Let's start with the Lakers, though. They're in action right now. No LeBron. No LeBron tonight as he's resting. They've locked up the one seed in the West, so there's really no use for him to play.
And no Russell Westbrook.
No Westbrook for Houston.
Got that contusion.
Houston's up right now by 11 right before halftime. But ESPN Get Up this morning had a conversation about, you know, how do you, if you're LeBron James, you still have some regular season games left. You've already locked it all up. What's left to play for? How do you get up for these games? And you have former NFL players Ryan Clark and Dominique Foxworth sort of trying to give a window into what it's like for the athlete when you're playing meaningless games like LeBron and the Lakers are doing over the next couple of games before the playoffs actually start. So listen to this as Dominique Foxworth, who played for the Ravens at one point in his NFL career alongside Ray Lewis, and listen to him talk about how Ray Lewis would get him and the rest of the team up for meaningless games.
Not only is LeBron pointing out all of the ways in which these games are unusual, but they've already clinched the one seed in the Western Conference, and there is no home court advantage to play for anyway, because all these games are going to be played on neutral sites with no fans in a bubble. So, Neek, how would you put yourself into the head of a guy like LeBron there, trying to keep himself relatively motivated for the next week and a half?
Yeah, I have no idea how you do that, because sometimes you feed off the opposing fans' crowd to get you angry, to get you hyped up, and sometimes you just don't have it. It just sends me back to my time with the Ravens, where Ray Lewis, one thing that was special about him was he would get himself worked up into a ridiculous frenzy no matter what we were doing. I remember like a random game against the Browns, and Ray Lewis was in the tunnel before the game in tears. And like, we're playing the Browns. I'm looking at Ray like, how do you get yourself to this point? Like, it's just the Browns. Like, that's Brady Quinn over there. Relax. But I think that's the difference, one of many differences between Hall of Famer, best linebacker ever, Ray Lewis, and me, and just about every other football player there is. So I don't know how he was able to do that. He would tell himself stuff like if we win this game, crime will go down in the city of Baltimore. Like, he would genuinely believe that stuff, and it would make him be a much better football player. I don't know how he did it, but they need to bring him into the bubble to help some of these teams stay focused right now, because whatever tricks he knew back then, some people need it right now when you're in a bubble situation playing in front of a digital Lil Wayne.
That's because God dictate that. That's what Jeff Kavanaugh, he was bringing up Ray back in the day on G-Bag Nation. Oh, at night, right, Lord have mercy, Jeff Kavanaugh could do Ray Lewis.
Yeah,
he'd do
good.
The Ray Lewis dance. He's like, God dictate that.
Kavanaugh does a great limited fake Ray Lewis, yes, and a limited fake Jerry Jones. Yes. And I say limited, but it's really not. He just does a great fake Jerry Jones because it's really strong. But how about that? How great is that? Foxworth talking about, bro, we're playing Brady Quinn and the Browns. They haven't won a game in like 3 years. You're in tears right now getting psyched up. He would tell himself that crime would go down in Baltimore if the Ravens won the game. Like, that, those are the type of things Ray Lewis would do.
You got to put some deer antler spray on it. Oh, yeah.
And now I imagine NBA coaches outsourcing Ray Lewis to give, like, a virtual pregame speech to these teams with meaningless games right now in the bubble. That's classic right there. And you know what's funny about Ray Lewis? Like, my daughter Maya is only 4 months old, and she'll lock in sometimes on some things, but babies, they're looking at one thing and they're looking at the next. They're moving on. They're not, mm-hmm, like, you're not putting them in front of the television and just like, they're just soaking in whatever's on the screen. But the other day I'm sitting there in the living room and I'm messing with her and I'm watching something and it goes to commercial, and all of a sudden Ray Lewis, it's an Under Armour Ray Lewis commercial where he's hyped up talking a speech, and my daughter Maya literally, just by the sound of his voice, turned, looked at the screen, and locked in on that screen with Ray Lewis giving a hype-up speech for the full 60 seconds of that commercial. It's the first time she's ever done that. And I'm like, oh my God, Ray Lewis could literally get anyone.
He's going to baptize your baby.
He could get anyone's attention, including a four-month-old baby with no attention span. That's phenomenal.
Drink this water, girl.
Had to play that sound for you. So another NBA update for you here as we go around the rim. Ben Simmons. So this is a weird 24 hours. Yeah. Ben Simmons gets banged up. And Adrian Wojnarowski and Shams both tweeting out. I mean, Woj tweets out yesterday afternoon. Early indications on Ben Simmons' knee is encouraging. No swelling or pain in the knee after leaving the court. So, okay, that's good news. Shams then comes back a few hours later and says the MRI on 76ers star Ben Simmons' left knee came back clean and he's expected to be day-to-day. So you go to sleep last night and you're like, all right, if I'm a Sixers fan, a little bit of a scare, but we should be fine. Ben Simmons should be good. And then around lunchtime today, Woj tweets out, Ben Simmons suffered a subluxation of the left kneecap, Sixers say, and he's considering treatment options and currently out. That's all we got. So we go from 24 hours ago, he's day-to-day, should be fine, to a subluxation, which I had to do some research on, and I guess is a dislocation of the knee.
We got a solution for that. We're going to lay some hands on that knee and put some unicorn dookie on it.
Thank you.
God dictate that.
So there is Ben Simmons, and now the 76ers, what a weird year it's been for them. The expectations were high. Doesn't seem like it's working out, and now they might be without Ben Simmons for a considerable amount of time after yesterday thinking it was just a little bit of a scare. So that's bummer. That is a bummer for Sixers fans. I do want to shout out, because we made fun of him last week, Michael Porter Jr. for his random take where he tried to outthink the room on the coronavirus. But the dude's been playing pretty well. I mean, he had 30 and 15 after going 37 and 12 on Monday. Mm-hmm. 67 points over that two-game span are the most by a Nuggets rookie in franchise history. So, and he's the first rookie with consecutive 30-point, 10-rebound games since Blake Griffin did it in 2011.
While you're playing, there's another guy making some noise. He actually plays for the Sixers. Former SMU star Shake Milton has been showing out up there in the bubble.
Yeah, and Charles Barkley was calling him Milkshake last night on
you
the TNT
show. You can follow him on
Sniper
Shake, excuse me.
Sniper Shake.
At Sniper
on the social
Shake.
Medias.
Uh-huh.
I like that. That's fantastic.
Shake Milton.
Yeah, he's doing some things. TJ Warren, I'll tell you, the bubble's brought the best out of some of these guys that you weren't really expecting it from. And
Phoenix,
Milkshake,
by the way, is still undefeated in the bubble.
Phoenix is, yes.
They blew out Indiana. And Indiana had been undefeated in the bubble.
So we have this from The Athletic where Ethan Strauss caught up with a couple of doctors. And they're talking about Zion, and they're a little bit nervous about it. And so basically, here's the quote from a doctor saying that Zion, he's in a race against his own body. If you go watch his Duke highlights compared to now, the difference is profound. He says, in my opinion, his athleticism and conditioning have regressed substantially. He's less explosive, less conditioned, slower on defense, has already had a portion of his meniscus removed from his knee after an injury, and he's still under close monitoring from the medical staff. He says, I feel like nobody really wants to call it like we all see it. He's trying to reverse a career trajectory that, by the Pelicans' own admission, is worrisome, as evidenced by his quote-unquote reprogramming and scrutinized minutes. He had 4 months to start making positive strides, and to me, he's regressed more. When will he finally start to reverse course? Will it be in time before more substantial fitness concerns and injuries limit him and threaten his career? Instead of outpacing these risks, I'm worried that Zion is losing the race. That from Dr. Brian Sutterer of Sports Injury.
Wow.
He's YouTube famous for his sports injury stuff, whatever it is. But listen, I don't know if I fully agree with lack of explosion. I still watch Zion, and even though in limited action, I come away thinking, man, that dude's still mad explosive. But there's a doctor telling you, this guy's in a race against time, against his own body. That's not ideal if you're a Pelicans fan, if you're a Zion fan with a sports doctor telling you this dude is like he needs to get it together quick. Otherwise, Zion could be in some trouble with his body.
But like this, he's going to take that advice, I'm sure, if he wants to have a long career. But I've always felt like He is a Derrick Rose injury about to happen because he's so explosive with his leaping and jumping. It's like it's so violent.
And at 280 pounds, it's
and
tough,
he lives
man.
In a city where the food is so good down in New Orleans. He can't. Come on, man. I'm just telling the truth.
And then we have
this. Be a battle. It's not like he's in Denver where he can lose that weight like Jokic.
Gilbert Arenas, former NBA player Gilbert Arenas, who's been known for some just some quirkiness into his personality and some things that he's been a part of, things that he's said. And yeah, Agent Zero, as a lot of people know him as, was quoted as saying in regards to the Lou Williams stuff and his excuse about hitting up the famous Magic City strip club for chicken wings and not the the other stuff. That
you mean
is,
the breasts and the thighs?
Yeah, the breasts and the thighs, absolutely. Gilbert Arenas says, quote, "I would never eat at a strip club. I don't go to the strip club to eat wings. I can go to Wingstop for some wings. I go to the strip club to see strippers." End quote. Like, just very matter-of-factly, Gilbert's like, I go to Wingstop for my wings.
Obviously,
I go to the strip club for my strippers.
He has not been to Mega City yet.
I would be floored if Gilbert Arenas has never been to Magic City. As
I
a guy
too.
Who played in the same division as the Atlanta Hawks, which means he's spent a lot of time in
just
Atlanta.
Just about everybody's been through Magic City if you've been to the ATL.
Including the greatness of Chris Arnold.
I have back in the day.
All right, lights on.
No
around
lie.
The rim is
the ribs
over.
Are good. The chicken's good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.